Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, you mentioned it before, and I honestly thought after the Marquette game, St. John's had punched their ticket, or at least put themselves in a really good position to punch their ticket to the tournament. But what they did yesterday on a lot of different levels, I think ensures, barring disaster, that the Johnnies will play in the NCAAs. And there were so many things that jumped out at you. Number one, to just beat Villanova, period, at Madison Square Garden. To come back from 19 down. And here I think is the best part. To do it when their best player, Shamari Ponce, had such an off day. I thought on every level known to man, that was a tremendous victory by St. John's yesterday.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, you got to go all the way back to the early 2000s.
Yeah.
The last time St. John's at home took down Villanova. And I understand Villanova is not the same team that they were last year when they won an NCAA tournament, but they've been playing great in a down Big East. They've been doing what they need to do. And you look at St. John's beating nobody in a non-conference. I mean, nobody. So a lot of people thought, all right, maybe they're a paper tiger. Maybe they're a team that got a lot of hype at the beginning of the year for no reason, and they had some inexplicable losses. I mean, losing to Georgetown at home the way they did, DePaul the way they did, Providence the way that they did. They needed to have those wins that jump off the page of you.
I thought the win of Marquette did, too,
listen,
though.
Marquette beating them twice. You say, all right, that's great, but maybe it's one of those matchup things, right, Evan, where maybe they just took advantage of a good matchup. They match up well with Marquette, and that's the only good team they're going to beat. They can put that to bed, and look, they played as bad a 10 minutes to start off that game as humanly possible. I'm texting people saying, nice to St. John's to show up, plus four not looking too good. But then you look at St. John's in the second half of that game, they turned up their defensive intensity. Booth, Pascal, I mean, these guys couldn't hit a shot for Villanova. And then you look at Figueroa coming on.
Oh, he was tremendous.
You're going to need role players like that, and you're going to need to win a game or two in the Big East tournament. In the NCAA tournament, where Ponce is not scoring 35, 40 points.
Well, that was the most impressive part. The fact that they won this game with Ponce doing next to nothing. And you know, I'm always a believer, watching the NBA, watching college, that the way you close halves, and in the NBA's case, quarters, are really, really important. And the three-quarter shot, basically, by I think it was Justin Simon who hit it, it did, in an odd way, feel like a little bit of a momentum
change. Change the momentum, no doubt.
It does feel that way sometimes, because being down by 14 as compared to 11 just feels different. There's just a real different feel to it. So I thought, oddly, that crazy circus play to end the first half, not that I thought, and to be honest with you, I was watching the game on delay on DVR, so I'm watching a game knowing it's over, but not knowing who won. So it's like this weird feeling of, I don't think this is going to make a difference. The Johnnies will make a run here, but they're not going to win. Meanwhile, the game's been over for like 4 hours. But I thought, hey, they could make this a game in the second half. And you mentioned defensively, they did a hell of a job. That was a great, great win. And I think the importance of the Big East tournament is that experience of playing in those
games that matter.
Yeah, games that matter, win or go home games, even though you may not necessarily be going home because you'd be going to the tournament. I think it's a great experience, a learning experience for them once they get there.
And listen, Evan, a lot of people were of the belief, I certainly was, beginning of the year, this is the most talented roster in the Big East. Mainly due to the fact that I'm not a believer in this conference this year.
It's not great this year.
No, it's a mediocre conference. They're not getting more than four teams in the NCAA tournament.
That's why
Nova, Marquette, St. John's, and I think Seton Hall gets in.
Well, Seton Hall is on the bubble, and I think Seton Hall needs. They did. They got to beat the Johnnies at the Garden again. I think that would be a huge victory coming up.
A lot of games that you circle as marquee games. Marquette on the schedule. Villanova on the schedule. At St. John's on the schedule. It's that time of year, Evan, and I love it because the teams that are trying to work their way into the mix got to do what they need to do, and every game almost feels like a marquee game. Like, I know from a Syracuse standpoint, they got Louisville Wednesday. They got Duke and Zion coming to town. College game day at the Carrierdome on Saturday. You don't want to be in that position because it's stressful. It takes years off your life. You're like, look at Hall. How's this bubble team doing? How's that bubble team doing? What's going to help Seton Hall?
But you'll be
What's
fine. The committee will take care of you, JJ.
Last year they did, and they were validated because they beat Michigan State. And they went to the Sweet 16. They look smart.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know if
they took down Michigan State, who everybody was picking to win.
All right. Okay. Calm down. Do you remember years ago, George Mason and Hofstra were battling for a spot.
Okay.
And Hofstra beat them head-to-head. I'll never forget Chris and Mike were going crazy. How do you leave Hofstra out? What are you doing? And then George Mason went on their run. Does a run in the tournament actually validate the decision? I never thought it did.
I think it depends on who you play, though. You know what I mean, Evan? Like, if you're playing a bunch of cupcakes and you take down an 11 and you take down, let's say, a 14, let's say a 3 gets
knocked
off.
That doesn't validate it.
I think it's like, oh, who did you exactly beat? When I look at Syracuse last year, you beat a team that a lot of people, including myself,
right,
had winning the entire thing last year.
Oh, sure.
So when you win a game like that, you compete against the best of the best or close to the best of the best, I'm going to give you credit for that.
Oh, no. Listen, and as much as I want to bust on you about Syracuse, I'm not giving you credit. It's great.
Well, don't give me credit. I ain't doing anything.
Well, them credit. Well, you're like a part of them. You're the mascot in my mind sometimes.
I should have worn my shirt today.
Seriously.
Out of the orange.
I'm just disputing that it validates a decision that may be wrong by the committee because a team gets hot and wins a few games. That's all I'm saying. Just because you win it. Just like if you lose, that doesn't unvalidate the decision. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they screwed it up because they got knocked off. That's all I'm saying. It's still a great, impressive performance.
I think when you find a way to a second weekend, though, or Final Four.
Sure.
It makes the committee look a lot smarter.
It makes them look smart. I'm just not a believer in it. For Seton Hall, you hit on it with some of these games. They have to win at least one of those games, I think, to enhance the resume. It's going to be tough to beat St. John's because you know what they're thinking about.
They ticked off. They got screwed the last time they played.
Well, they got screwed, yes.
They also choked down the stretch.
Thank you, my friend. Hit your damn free throws. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you had a double-digit second half lead and found a way to win. It's like Villanova. They had a 19-point lead. They got nobody to blame but themselves. I know some Villanova people were texting me, buddy of mine's big Villanova guy. I'm like jealous. I'm envious because two of the last 3 years, they've been cutting down the nets. But bellyaching about the officials, sorry, I don't want to hear it.
Nah, I get it. Villanova's become this top, you know, kind of.
They're like Duke in the Northeast
They
now.
Really are. It's incredible, which is a testament to what Jay Wright's done. It's unbelievable.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.